Welcome to Right Now. I'm your host, Stacey Chadwell, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Joining me tonight is David Steele, who is making a profound impact on coaches, therapists, the media, clients, and those seeking to make conscious life partner choices around the world. He is the Relationship Coaching Institute founder, author of Conscious Dating, Finding the Love of Your Life in Today's World, and From Therapist to Coach. And I understand you have an upcoming book. Thank you so much for joining us today, David. It's a pleasure to have you here tonight.
Thank you, Stacey, very much for having me.
So what inspires you to write?
Well, you know, as somebody who wants to make a difference in the world, I have a mission and I have a message. So my mission is what I want to accomplish, and I have a target audience. I have people that I want to help, and I have a message. I have things I want to say to them and ways in which I'd like to support them. And I resisted writing a book for a long time because I figured, you know, there's so many books in the world. Writing a book is a long, hard project, and I got lots of other things to do. I got a full plate. But I really got it after a while that putting my message into a book would help me reach a lot more people and make a bigger difference in the world. So I finally did, and I've written several more since that first book. So that's sort of what motivates me, is getting my message out there and reaching the people I want to reach and making a difference in the world.
Well, how does your writing inspire others?
Well, in several ways. Number one, I do want to make a difference in people's relationships, as well as professionals who want to build a successful business, because we can't help anybody if we can't get clients. And as a person, I tend to be very, very practical. And so when I put something out there that is to be helpful to somebody, I put it out there in a very practical fashion. Here's what works. Here's what doesn't work. Here's how I've done it. Here's what I recommend. Here's the steps, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. And what I've heard over and over again from people is that it just is so clear and so easy that I make it easy for them to understand and do it. So it's one of my gifts. I mean, we all have gifts, but one of my gifts is to distill, you know, complicated information and just make it easy and practical for people. So that is probably the most important way that I inspire people with my writing, is to get them into action, enable them to do something that they might have been confused about or didn't quite know how to do, but because I laid it out for them so clearly and easily, then they're able to do it.
Well, when and why did you begin to write?
Well, I've written articles for most of my professional career. I realized early on that it was a good marketing device. So I even had a column in my local newspaper called, on an Ask the Coach kind of column. And so writing articles I've been doing for a very, very, very long time. And whenever a question from one of my clients or a big problem from one of my clients came up, I would sometimes just get this inspiration, like, you know, lightning hitting me from above. You know, oh my God, it's so clear. I got to put this in writing. And so I would get a legal pad out, and I would just write and write and write, and I would do a brain dump and just get it all out there. And I've written a lot of articles that way. It's just becoming inspired in response to one of my clients' problems. Or sometimes you're working with a client and you get a brainstorm, like an intervention. And say, wow, that was good. That was brilliant. I can't believe I came up with that. And capturing that in writing, being able to write about it so that you can pass it on and share it. And oftentimes I would find myself saying the same thing over and over to clients. So what I would do is I put that in writing in the form of an article or a tip sheet, and then make a bunch of copies. And then when that topic came up again, instead of just, you know, repeating myself, I would give them a copy of the tip sheet and say, you know, and then we would talk about it from there. So this is one of the ways that I've discovered that we can develop our own intellectual property very, very organically in response to working with our clients. And it comes from our own brilliance, but not out of context, not in a vacuum. It's organically with and responding to our clients. So all of us that are experts, you know, we can and should do that. that answer the question?
Oh, definitely, definitely. So how do you define writing success?
Oh, my gosh. Well, when I first published a book, I had, you know, big dreams of you know, being like John Gray and becoming a millionaire and having a bestseller and all that kind of thing. And since then, I've become a heck of a lot more realistic. I don't expect to make a bunch of money from my books. So for me, financial success is that's not even the reason I'm writing. I define success in my profession as effectively reaching people and connecting with them. So in other words, people that don't even know me, I put something out there in the form of an article or a book or a blog post or Twitter or Facebook, and it somehow reaches them like magic through the internet or bookstores or whatever, and it helps them and connect, and they connect with my message and what I have to offer, and then they end up connecting with me by going to my website or signing up for my newsletter or buying my book or signing up for one of my programs. So that's how I define success. I like to think of writing as like a boomerang. I'm going to write this, and I'm going to throw it out there in the world, and my goal is that it come back to me in some way, in the form of somebody subscribing for my newsletter or buying my book or signing up for my program or getting a client. So that's success, when what you write, you know, catches somebody and brings them back to you.
That's beautiful when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. It's hard not to let your ego get big, because people will you know, just lavish you with praise. And I've gone to places, introduced myself, and I said, "Oh, you're David Steele. I've been getting your emails for years. Oh, I read your book. I love your book. It saved my life." And, you know, you get treated like a rock star. And it's really, really wonderful when something you write has touched somebody and made a difference with them, and you end up hearing about it. It's the coolest thing.
So speaking of which, what is your most powerful writing moment?
When I get inspired, it's almost like channeling. You know, this might sound a little woo-woo, but, you know, it's like, it's almost not like it's coming from me. It's like it's coming through me in some way. And I remember one day I was backpacking. I was hiking on a trail with a pack on my back, and I got an idea. I started thinking about, you know, all the secrets of success and what makes people happy and the tips for happiness, and how some of them are things that we don't want to acknowledge. We don't want to look at it. It's, you know, we want happiness to be easy and convenient. And so I started writing these things down. I started getting idea after idea. Every time I got an idea, I would stop on the trail. I would take off my backpack, get out my notepad, get out a pen, and write down the idea. And then put the notepad back in the backpack and put the pen back in the backpack. Put the backpack back on my back and continue walking. And then I get another idea. And then I would stop and do it all over again. And it went like this for, you know, a couple of miles. I would stop, you know, every quarter mile or something like that. And by the time I got to my campsite, I had 12 things, a list of 12 things. And that morphed into an article, one of my favorite articles I've ever written, called The 10 Dirty Secrets of Happiness. 10 Dirty Secrets of Happiness. I call them dirty because, you know, we resist them, but they are secrets of happiness. And there's 10 of them, and they're very cool. And I did not want to stop on the trail and take off my backpack, but these ideas were just coming to me. It's like somehow they were inspired from above somewhere. So this is my favorite writing experience, is when I get excited and inspired by something, and it seemed like it doesn't even come from me. It's coming from the universe somewhere. It's channeling wisdom that I didn't even know I had.
I see. I love that. And I love that title. That was a wonderful title. 10 Dirty Secrets for Happiness. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 10 Dirty Secrets of Happiness.
Wonderful. Clever title.
There's 10 tips for happiness, and you're not going to like them because, you know, they're not easy or convenient.
But nothing that's worth having is.
Yeah.
So what is the three most important personal tips that you could share for achievement through writing? And tell us how those things work for you.
I think one would be to capture your nuggets of brilliance. And there are times when you have a thought or an idea, or you're talking with a client and you make a suggestion, and there's times that you are brilliant, and we need to capture those. It can be as simple as having a little voice recorder or putting it on a pad of paper, but if we don't, then they're gone. And you probably have had the experience of, you know, you had an idea, it was a great idea, you were going to do something about it when you got home or something like that, and then you get home and you can't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah.
So tip number one, my top tip would probably be to capture your moments of brilliance. You know, you are brilliant, and when you are able to capture them and leverage them into your writing or creating something, then that is how you create intellectual property. That is how you can write a book or create a program or even build a business, by capturing these seemingly disconnected but very brilliant ideas. So that's number one. Number two is about leverage, that everything is connected. You know, in relationships, we're all connected to each other, even though we can't see it. And ideas are connected to each other. One can lead to the other, can lead to the other. And leverage means that you don't just treat something all by itself. You leverage an idea into an article. You leverage an article into a blog post or a web page or a Twitter post, or you leverage the article by submitting it to article directories or by submitting it to magazines for publication. You have a bunch of articles and you start thinking of, wow, these would be great chapters of a book. You leverage your articles into a book. You leverage your book into a program, or your program into a book. The Conscious Dating book, I didn't start out to write a book for singles about dating. I started working with singles as a relationship coach. And the Conscious Dating book came 8 years later, after I had already developed my Conscious Dating program for singles and a workbook and professional manual and training all sorts of other people to do it. So the book grew organically out of my work with singles. So leverage is tip number two. Leverage everything you do. Don't do anything just once. Number three would be to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself about what your weaknesses are. Because we all have areas that hold us back, that we get stuck with. And one of mine, and I'm not totally sure I'd call it a weakness, but it does hold me back, which is I'm busy. I have a large organization that I'm involved with and that I'm the founder of, and even though we have staff and trainers and webmasters and there's somebody else that runs the organization, the president and CEO, I got a lot of projects, and my desk is a mess, and I'm always busy. So writing, taking the time to write, being disciplined about it, can be a challenge. And here right now I have a contract, a book contract with John Wiley & Sons. They are the oldest trade publisher in the United States. They're probably the largest, if not one of the largest. And getting that book deal is a whole other story, because they came to me. And, you know, years ago when I shopped around the Conscious Dating book and I was looking for a publisher, I got rejected all over the place. And I couldn't, you know, I self-published it, and I ended up being glad I did. I think that's really the way to go, is to self-publish. In this case, you know, the largest trade publisher in the United States came to me and asked me to write this book, From Therapist to Coach. And, you know, that's great when your body of work has built up enough that you achieve that kind of recognition and deals start coming to you. And, of course, that wouldn't have happened unless I had leveraged my writing in the first place, which is tip number two. So tip number three is recognize your areas of weakness. In my case, what tends to hold me back from finishing a big project is I am busy. So I have to ask myself, well, how can I make sure I'm able to get this book out by the deadline? I have a deadline. In this case, it's November of this year, which is not that many months away, and I'm halfway through the book. So what I've done, one of my secrets to writing a high-quality book in a reasonable amount of time is I get help. I hire a writer to help me. The writer is not writing the book for me. The writer is helping me write the book. I'm leveraging my time by outsourcing, so the writer will interview me, and the writer will shoot me a draft of the chapter, and I will work on the chapter and edit it and add some more ideas and shoot it back to the writer. We'll go back and forth with it. It's 100% my content, but somebody else is helping me put it in writing. And so getting over that obstacle of, I think what a lot of us have encountered is, like, the blank piece of paper or, you know, the blank, you know, Microsoft Word document, and starting from scratch and starting to actually write can be a huge obstacle because we're busy. We've got a whole bunch of other things to do, and this is a discretionary thing oftentimes. It's not a required thing. We have so many other things that require our attention. But when we have a buddy or when we have a writer helping us and we're not doing it by ourselves, then it becomes a whole heck of a lot easier to get this project done. So that's been one of my secrets to success.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you what your favorite writing tool is, but I suspect that's one of them.
Yes, absolutely. The ability to be interviewed, because we can speak a heck of a lot faster than we can write. And when you're talking with somebody about your topic, then it just kind of flows naturally. And all the ideas and all the thoughts and all the brainstorms and all the ahas can come out when you're talking about it, and it's a lot harder and longer drawn out to write all that stuff out. It's a lot easier to talk about it. One book project that is that I haven't completed yet, but it's 80% there, is a book project where I made a list of 8 topics, which are 8 chapters, for a relationship book. And then I conducted 8 seminars, teleseminars, one on each topic. And in the development of each seminar, the content for it and organizing it and putting it all together and then delivering it and then recording it and then transcribing the recording, all the content for the book is there. And all I have to do is edit those transcripts and put it together into a book. So that's an example of how you can speak a heck of a lot faster and a heck of a lot easier than you can write, and you can leverage that for writing.
Very good. So are your books based on experiences that of someone you know or events from your own life?
First of all, I'm a nonfiction writer. So I'm writing about an area of expertise that I know something about. But I'm writing for people, and people need to be engaged. They need it to be interesting. And so I can't just write dry self-help stuff. Here's how to do this, 1, 2, 3. Here's the facts, 1, 2, 3. It has to be interesting and engaging. So telling stories that people can relate to is very important. People love stories. I mean, when you watch a movie or a television show or you read a good fiction book, it's the story that engages you. So stories are very, very powerful for teaching and for entertaining and for engaging the reader. And so there's different kinds of stories. Success stories of people you've worked with, so you're telling a story about them, but it's also a story about your work with them. And I do tell lots of stories from my own personal/professional experience. It's, I'm a very authentic writer and a very authentic person. I don't hold anything back. I mean, I'll tell you all my flaws, all my warts, all the mistakes, all the embarrassing things. In fact, the more embarrassing it is, the better the story. So in the Conscious Dating book, probably one of the biggest, most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me in my life was the time that I crashed my 25-foot sailboat into the rocks of Alcatraz. And, you know, as a sailor and as a guy, you know, I don't want that getting around, that, you know, I made that big a mistake. But, you know, I put it in the Conscious Dating book as an example of, you know, hey, sometimes we think we know what we're doing, but we might not. And what a great way to illustrate that. So I use examples from my own life. I tell stories about myself in a very, very authentic way. And I will use what I call case studies. I'll tell stories that illustrate the points that are, you know, good examples from other people or other situations that I know. But the bottom line is you got to tell stories because they're interesting and engaging, and it's sort of like a picture speaks 1,000 words. Well, you know, a one paragraph story will speak, you know, many, many pages of content. And I think it's really a necessary way to get our message across, is to tell people stories.
Very good. So what was the heart of writing your books?
Being busy. if I had nothing else to do, it would be okay. I remember one time I took a week off and went up to the mountains and rented a cabin. And I figured, okay, I have trouble getting to this project. Here, I have nothing else to do but this project. And then the hardest part became, you know, writer's block and, you know, really the isolation of doing it myself. So that's where I really decided it was necessary to work with a co-writer, to work with somebody that I can bounce ideas off of and I can outsource some of the work to. And I was surprised that it's a heck of a lot more affordable than I thought it was. There's a lot of hungry writers out there, ladies and gentlemen, and so it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. You know, they need the work, and you need the help, so it's a good deal for both of you. So that's probably the hardest thing is, you know, struggling with doing it myself when I'm busy and I have a lot on my plate.
Well, you know, and I see another reason why you might want to work with a writer, to get out of your own way. Because like you were saying, the writer's block, if you're able just to express your information that you really want to share and the content that you want to share and the examples, et cetera, it kind of helps, and you're being interviewed. It gets you out of your way of looking at that white paper.
Yeah, and you know, we might be experts. We might know a lot about our topic, but we are not professional writers. And we aren't necessarily the best people to write this book all by ourselves. So I wanted the Conscious Dating book to be the definitive book for singles, a book that I could with confidence say, don't bother with all those other books out there for singles. This is the only one you need. And I want it to be high quality and well written, very, very interesting and engaging to read. And I read books that they combined self-help content with really interesting stories. It's almost like writing a novel. One book I remember that really struck me was, I think it was The 1 Minute Millionaire, where on one page they would have the content, and on the opposite page they would have a story going on of somebody who was dealing with the situation the content was talking about. And so it was fascinating to read, you know, the content on one side and then the story on the other side. I decided that for the Conscious Dating book, I wanted to weave stories of real singles, like 6 of them. So I picked 6 real singles who have gone through my Conscious Dating programs, who either I worked with or my coaches worked with, that really illustrated, you know, most singles out there today. And I wove their stories throughout the book. But I'm not a story writer. I could not write a story to save my life. I mean, you know, it's like I don't tell jokes. I'm not a joke teller. Sorry, I can't do that. So I hired a writer specifically because she was a very talented story writer. And so she helped me craft these stories to be interesting and engaging, and they really illustrated the content of the book. And the combination, by the time the book was done, I could really stand behind it and honestly say, you know what, this is the definitive book for singles. This is fun and easy to read, and it will really tell you all you need to know about finding the love of your life. But I could not have done that by myself, especially, you know, there's skills that I have and there's skills that I don't have. To crank out a top-quality product, you're going to need people. You know, maybe there's just one other person, maybe more, that have skills that you don't have. And this is our profession. You know, we want to take it seriously and be professional about it. We don't want to crank out something, you know, amateurish.
Exactly, exactly. So what are your current projects?
My current project is my second book in the two-book deal I have with Wiley, and it's Building the Million-Dollar Private Practice. And the subtitle is, you know, building a it's the Million-Dollar Practice, Building a Successful Business That Makes a Difference. And I have a website up at milliondollarpractice.net. And the premise is the one-to-many model of when you are a helping professional, you know, working with people one-to-one has, you know, limits you. It limits your time. It limits your income. If you can leverage your time by serving one-to-many, serving groups and workshops and retreats and classes and having, you know, membership programs online, and, you know, then that's scalable. You can do as many as you want, and it leverages your time. So that's about building the million-dollar practice. That's at milliondollarpractice.net. And I'm halfway through the book. And I have about four more months to get through the last four chapters, so I got to get going. But the Therapist to Coach book, which you might be interested in, is at therapisttocoach.com. That was the first book. That was the book that Wiley asked me to write. And what was interesting is that in the process of putting this book project together for Wiley, I got the idea for the follow-up book. And so I pitched it to Wiley, and they loved it. So in the Therapist to Coach book, it's all about, well, if you're a therapist in private practice and you would like to become a coach and you would like to make a difference in the world as a coach, here's the path. Here's how to do that. And then once you're a successful coach, what's next? Well, what's next is building the million-dollar practice. So it's sort of, for me, it was just a natural next step. And so I put a book idea together, a proposal for Wiley. And they loved it. They accepted it. So now I'm under contract for that book, too. And this is, in my mind, this is the way that we work as professionals, or we should work anyway, which is to ask ourselves, what's next? This is probably the most important two-word question for all of us business owners that want to make a business out of our profession and have a successful business. Is asking ourselves what next? What's next at every step? Okay, so I'm going to write this Therapist to Coach book. What's next? Okay, now I'm going to finish up this million-dollar practice book. What's next? And so that's how we leverage what we do to help us grow and evolve. So that's a little bonus tip for you.
Excellent. Thank you. When can we expect to see these two books out in print?
The Therapist to Coach book is out now. It was released a few months ago. It's a really good book. I'm really, really happy with it. It's easy to read. It's clear and practical. It gives therapists a very clear roadmap for if you're a therapist, here's exactly how you can become a coach and leverage coaching to build a very, very successful practice and integrate coaching into your therapy practice if that's what you want to do. The reason Wiley asked me to write this book is that there was no book on the topic that did it any justice. And so I have done this myself, and I teach others to do it. So putting it into a book was, you know, not that hard. It's something I live and breathe every day. And so, I'm sorry, I lost my train. What was the question, Stacey?
That's okay. I was wanting to know when these two books were going to be out in print. And you Therapist to Coach book is out.
Yeah, that's at therapisttocoach.com. That's available right now. And the million-dollar practice book, it will probably be out late in 2012.
Great. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for that one. So thank you, David, so much for being on the show tonight and sharing so much information. I really appreciate it. I know You're predominantly in the relationship field, but I appreciate you sharing your writing experiences with us so we could get a bird's eye view of what you've been going through.
Very interesting experience. I've never talked about this before. I've given lots of talks on relationships and practice building. This is the first time I've actually talked about, you know, my writing experience and strategies, and you know, so this is real stuff that I've never talked about before. So it was fun. Thank you, Stacy.
Well, thank you. And if you'd like more information about David Steele, please go to the GetEI.com website. That's GETEI.com, where you can find out more information about his websites and more information about David. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on Right Now. I'm Stacy Chavel. Have an excellent week.